This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You know, sometimes when you express your emotions, I was very emotional about the NCAA tournament and what I could not go through.
We were staring down that barrel again.
And why sometimes your basketball prayers are answered. We'll talk about that coming up in a little bit. I hadn't been to Universal Studios in a long time. We had one of these trips, me and my son. I booked every hotel the morning we were leaving, or the day before. Like, I just had flights. I said, we'll figure it out. It's not a busy time of year. It was spring break for some of the private schools here, but this was not a crowded time to be traveling. So it's like, we'll wing it. So I roll into Universal, and I go up to that desk they have at all those resorts, right, which is like, just take me down right now. Here's my bank card. Just strip me top to bottom.
Just have fun.
Take my clothes off and just, you know, I know what's coming.
Just, yes, sir.
So it's like, what's going on with this fast pass? I got one day to do Universal. So two tickets, $220 each. So I'm at $440, okay?
And ain't sweating yet.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's just a normal day at the park. I was like, listen, we ain't doing 3 days. My son doesn't have a lot of patience, or maybe it's daddy that doesn't. What's the fast pass situation, right? Well, that's going to be another $220. I was like, hold on, let me get this straight. $220 for two of us. Now we're at $880. I go, so if you stay at one of those other hotels, fast pass comes free. If you stay at the Hard Rock Universal, it's free. If you stay at the high-end resort thing, it's free. If you stay at that place, it's free. I was like, well, why didn't I stay at one of those? What do those cost? Well, those are $800 a night. I was like, you're just moving money around, right, at that point.
Yeah, just
I mean, like, okay, they're $800 a night.
But playing with your emotions.
Yeah, those aren't free fast passes, right? I would just say
See, what had happened was.
I would just say this. I don't know how the average working class, you know, busting their ass, you know.
They budget and plan to do once every 6 or 7 years.
I got to tell you, I think there are families that plan Disney every year.
I got a buddy that goes every spring break.
Okay, but it is incredibly expensive, and I feel for folks out there, like how prohibitive those prices are. Anyway, we get the fast pass, right? So I'm all in. It's an $880 day, but you're creating memories,
already
right?
Already pissed off.
Right?
You just have to tuck it away.
I wasn't pissed off. I just kept talking about it. Though my son's finally like, you know, so he's like, so here's what he's like, your ass. So the one thing you get if you stay at a Universal Park, you get early entrance before anybody else. Okay. 8 to 9, you get there. And the number one ride is the Harry Potter on a motorcycle roller coaster. Yeah. So we're just like, I got it figured out. Bobby, dude, we're going to be there at 8 a.m.
Yes, sir.
We're going right to the back of the park, getting on that ride.
Oh, yeah. Because nobody else had that idea, by the way.
Right, nobody.
Nobody.
Because guess
nobody
what?
Thought about that.
The only ride in the entire both parks that you can't use a fast pass is the motorcycle Harry Potter ride. No fast passes. Mm. So if you saw me on social, it's 8:21 a.m. I'm already out $880.
You're beated up.
And I'm in a 53-minute line at 8:15 a.m.
Yes.
Right? Because I was a genius like the other 400 people in that line who said, well, the fast pass don't work here. So we hightailed it, and I just stood there and like, my God. I said, you spend all that money, and you don't even get it. It's the one ride.
How long did it last?
It was about how long the ride last? Yeah. Oh, it's like 90 seconds, you know, whatever. But I will say this.
It's a lot of things that
happen. It's like waiting
in
line for Franklin's Barbecue in Austin, Texas. Part of the fun is just waiting in line, right?
Okay. I was going to say a lot of good things in life last 90 seconds you wait in line for, 50 minutes.
Yeah, depending in Las Vegas, yeah. Some places you wait in line to get your 90 seconds. I'll say this. Other than that, though, the Fast Pass, we went to 13 rides.
That's awesome.
And it was awesome. The original Universal is a great park. We had a great time together. I did feel like a sucker at first saying, dude, you spend on Fast Pass and you can't even, now you're standing in line 50 minutes. But you're with your son. What did you say? You're
Stealing minutes.
We had a great time and those parks were great. It was a great time to be there. It was not crowded. I don't even know if we needed it. Like, research how busy.
Yeah.
Most of those rides were 5 or 10 minutes. There were some busier ones, newer rides that were 30 minutes. So all in all, listen, if it cost me that much to get a day like that, every penny was worth it. And I encourage folks, you know, have that mindset.
I think you should go the first week of April next year.
Is that spring break for everybody?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was asking. You know me. I'm interrogating everybody. I go, what are the longest lines here? And how long are some? Oh, there's that. We were going to go in that crazy-ass Jurassic Park coaster, which was shut down, technical difficulties.
Yeah.
I was like, well, thank you. I do not want to be on that coaster when they have the technical difficulties, right? Because I'm already scared of heights. You know that.
It's time to tailgate.
Tailgate, have a good time.
Taking a look around the world of college sports.
This is the Tailgate on the Steakhouse.
Brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Let's talk about the run that Mike White, it's a great example as a coach out there. Just stay with the process. There was a point 2 weeks ago where this team, I was at the Missouri game. We lost by 25.
Ran out of the building on a Saturday afternoon.
And I'm just like, every time we come out, we can't win in the SEC.
I go the Tuesday after to Florida, and everybody's like, why in the hell are you going to that game? And I'm like, well, I got to go to a game this year in Athens. Stake, obviously well documented, the lead, 27-point lead, I think. And at one point, when Florida took the lead, Stake, late in the game for the first time, and Georgia calls a timeout, and I swear
there's about a minute or so left.
I swear on everything I'm made of. I look at Mike White, and that dude's soul left his body. I mean, he was done. So I say this, and this comes from a Dogs HQ subscriber. Shout out to my site, Dogs HQ. He made a post last night. It said, is Blue Kane's three-pointer against Florida going to end up being the biggest shot in Georgia basketball history? Now, you had a great one. I'll let you say that one. I don't think it's the greatest shot in Georgia basketball history, but I will say this. It very well could be one of the top two or three because they're going to make the tournament after winning that game.
The world of sports is so fascinating because one moment could keep Mike White in Athens another 4 or 5 years, right?
Think about that. That could have been a $10 million shot.
No, listen, Mike White would have lost the second biggest lead in the history of the conference.
Yes.
Their record in the conference after that would have been, they were 4-10. They would have been 4-11 in the conference. Mike White's job was going to be in trouble.
Now they're 7-10, won 3 in a row.
Longest winning streak right now in the SEC is Georgia. They're in the biggest run of anybody in the conference. They're in the NCAA tournament. Their win at Texas on Saturday night. Yes, I was there in Birmingham, Alabama.
I watched it.
Watching out of Carrabba's. These soccer parents, thank God I was on the end of the table. They didn't know what my problem was. I was up every 20 minutes.
They're like, this guy's got the over.
Yeah.
This guy's got the over.
I just wanted to see that game. It was on ESPN at 9 o'clock. I could not believe how good they looked.
I hate to use this term. I guess I can't. I say this. They stepped on their throat early, and they never let up.
It was awesome. And then they do exactly – Don't tell me you weren't a little bit nervous that maybe they give something back.
South Carolina was.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, South Carolina. My good buddy Abe Gordon, Texas, he says, not bigger than Zach Swanson's shot against Kentucky in the tournament. Yeah, that's right. The buzzer beater. That's right.
I get it. They got to the tournament with that.
And they got
with Dennis
out of
Felton
the next week.
I'll say this. The John Wallace game, they didn't win. First of all, Vern Fleming took him to a Final Four.
Yes.
So let's start with that.
Well, that's
Dominique left.
Yep.
And then the next
beat
season.
Beat Michael Jordan, by the way, in the regional.
Beat North Carolina.
Beat North Carolina, yeah.
Yeah, so that goes ahead. That team with K2 Davis, I think it was, Carlos Strong.
Terrell Bell.
They almost beat Syracuse, who went on to the national title game. Lost to the Kentucky team that had 9 NBA players
on it.
Was
that Mashburn and all them?
I think Mashburn was a freshman on that team. Tony Delk. Walter McCarthy.
Is that the year after Leitner hit the shot on him? The next year? The following year everybody came back?
Well, I don't know. They had 8 or 9, and they won it, and then all those guys leave, and they won it again with Jeff Shepard.
Jeff Shepard,
from Petrie Ridge, right?
Yep. McIntosh.
Petrie City. Anyways. But it was a big moment. Meanwhile, give it up for Georgia Tech basketball and Damon Stoudemire. And I'll mention the G. Dude, the role that they're on, blowing out teams in the ACC at Georgia Tech, right?
Yeah. I mean, look, you're taking down some of the lower-level teams in the ACC, but who cares? This is a team that's over 500 in ACC play in Damon Stoudemire's second year. It's a step in the right direction for a program that looked like it was falling backwards.
Yeah, I totally agree. I couldn't have been harder on Damon Stoudemire. Tech basketball looks great of late. And speaking of Tech basketball, one of their big signees, the kid out of Pace Academy, last night, what's the kid's name was coming to?
Eric Chatfield
going to be a big-time player at Tech.
At Tech.
They lose their state title game last night to North Oconee in Macon. That was a couple of heavyweights last night.
Yeah, defending champs, and it was a close game down the stretch, but Eric eventually fouled out, unfortunately, in the last minute or so of the game, and North Oconee just able to take control and pull off the win.
North Oconee got, a 30-1-2 season?
Yeah,
right?
And they have a football player by the name of Kamari Brooks, who's an edge outside linebacker.
Yeah.
He's a 2-year starter.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you.
He was playing.
They won basketball last year. They came back and won football this year. Remember Buster Faulkner's son's a quarterback there, Harrison Faulkner. They come back and win basketball. So they're boys' sports.
And they almost,
basketball, football, and basketball.
They could have won girls, right?
Yeah, girls got. Well, I don't know. I don't know they would have beat Creekside. I think Creekside beat Marist. North Oconee girls did make the Final Four, though, 2 years in a row.
Georgia Tech, by the way, avoiding the having to play early. Now they're 10-9 in the league. They have turned it around. They won 7 out of 9, so kudos to Tech. Any other high school games worth mentioning? Caleb Wilson, Holy Innocence.
Holy Innocence, boys and girls both bring home a heck of a year for those two programs. Two McDonald All-Americans and Haley Swain and Caleb.
Yep.
Both of them win state championships, and so shouts out to them. Sandy Creek, three-peat, their third straight win. They had a tight one, 39-38 win over Cedar
Grove. Who's my guy there? Is it Amari Latimer, the running back?
Yeah. The running back.
I love a two-sport guy.
Yeah.
Give me the two-sport dude. And you see him, how muscled up he is?
Yes.
That's a 205-pound running back
playing
basketball.
And he comes off the bench, and he just – every time I've seen him play, he has a very impactful, moment for that team. And that's what he did. He ended up getting player of the game.
He did. I'm telling you, the data on two-sport athletes – listen to me, parents. The data on two-sport athletes, go look it up. And what they do on the next level.
The Jeff Francoeur and Chipper Jones of the world, right?
Two-sport athletes. You don't have to specialize with a 9-year-old with a good curveball and lock in. Yeah. You can play other sports.
Anyway, any other high school?
Yeah, shout out to the Creekside girls who you all mentioned.
They
finished
dominant.
Undefeated. With
they
their win,
Marist
first
down.
State championship in program history.
They
so congratulations
Marist,
to them.
Shut Marist down last week. I think I'm pretty sure
Harpring.
She got hers, but the rest of the team got shut down. I think Marist was over 20.
You were 20. At that game?
No, I did not. I was not at the Creekside. I watched that one.
Yeah.
And like Rusty said, Marist is a team that they move the ball well, and when they get open, they get open looks.
She got hers.
They can knock them down. But, Katie's going to get hers.
But the rest of the team.
They just couldn't knock them down.
They got smothered.
All right. Hey, by the way, my buddy Tony Watkins is the AD at Holy Innocence. Great guy. So let me make sure I get his name out there. He wins with girls and boys state title this year.
A little bit of breaking news. Stephen A. Smith just tweeted, I didn't want to address this. I wouldn't have either, but now it's going viral. I have no choice. I will respond at 10 a.m. on First Take.
Oh, okay.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Okay, that'll get some people on there.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.